This is 99.7 FM Barrieville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 50 million people across the East Coast were hit with torrential downpours and damaging flash floods overnight. ABC's Mola Lange says the storm has moved on, but the transportation woes continue.
Major ripple effects being felt nationwide due to these storms. Nearly 1,500 flights have been impacted so far this morning, including flights in and out of Newark International Airport in New Jersey, LaGuardia in Queens, New York, and Reagan National Airport here just outside of Washington. Those are the most impacted airports.
In New York City, water gushed into subway platforms, causing some of the trains to stop. An investigation underway into the assisted living fire in Fall River, Massachusetts, that left 9 people dead and dozens hurt. Scrutiny over 2 fires burning in the Grand Canyon. The Park Service did not aggressively attack the flames right away. Now some are wondering why one of those fires destroyed the historic Grand Canyon Lodge. This hour, the government releasing new numbers on inflation. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill authorizing the state Supreme Court to stop paying judges suspended from the bench. That move comes after Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan was suspended following her arrest for allegedly preventing federal agents from detaining an undocumented immigrant. The man charged in a poisoning plot against women he previously dated is bound over for trial. Paul Van Dyne is charged in Dane County Court with 2 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and stalking. He also faces charges in Rock County alongside co-defendant Andrea Whitaker. And Milwaukee hosts U.S. Navy Week. The week-long event gives people who live far from major naval bases the opportunity to view Navy equipment, meet Navy personnel, and welcome Wisconsin-based sailors back home. The event will also commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear and muggy. Our low down to around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid-80s. If you're looking for a getaway or maybe a change of scenery, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's an awesome place to be and definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Reedsburg's maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, and 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:11 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. I have Chief Carloni from the Baraboo Police Department in studio with me live this morning. Good morning, Chief. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you being here. We know you have a very busy schedule today as well, so we'll get right into it. We're going to talk about some of the things that are upcoming with the Baraboo Police Department. But first off, we definitely want to talk about the recent event that happened in Milwaukee and Baraboo's participation in that as well. And I'll let you talk a little bit about that because you're from the Milwaukee area before you were here.
Correct. I retired out of the Milwaukee Police Department and actually retired out of District 2. Unfortunately, Kendall Corder, one of the officers there, was killed about 2 weeks ago, and they had his funeral on Friday. I actually worked with Kendall Corder, a very awesome young man. Gentle giant is kind of how I referred to him as, always somebody that was there to support you, back you up. Unfortunately, went to a call and was basically ambushed and ultimately ended up dying from his injuries. My son also, a police officer, works at District 2, so it really hit home for us. It was important that we would go down there and represent, and so I went down there on Friday to attend that funeral and drove down in a Baraboo Police Department vehicle and was participated in the funeral procession. And we were recognized for being down there. Our car stood out from, I think I took the one with the Thunderbird on it. So it was, we were down there, very sad time, but it's good to support your fellow officers, your fellow department. And I was happy to be down there in support of that and helping support the family through that time of need.
And we appreciate you doing that. That was something where a lot of law enforcement agencies came to Milwaukee and showed that support. And that morning is one morning that'll live with me 2 weeks ago, because Emily and I were here doing the morning show when we learned of the events that unfortunately had transpired that morning. And obviously Emily has a mom that was involved with law enforcement and my tie-ins with it. And it's just something that hits so close to home, and it just very much was a sad day and how that situation occurred. And the part that was just amazing to me was the support of the fellow law enforcement agencies throughout the state of Wisconsin that showed up to support everyone, the family, and the law enforcement family going as well with that. So it's a pretty amazing family that sticks together, right?
It does. I mean, we even had people from New York and Chicago law enforcement agencies show up from there in support. So it sends a powerful message, and a very sad day, but I think it helps in the healing process and helps law enforcement try to move forward and continue to do their jobs. And we're out here serving the public. So,
most definitely. And let's talk about some of the things that are going on within the Baraboo Police Department, because we know that one of the things that you're looking at possibly implementing is flock cameras. And that's something that there's a lot of misconceptions with what flock cameras do, how they work. Let's talk about flock cameras for a few minutes.
Sure. It is something that was brought to my attention by the rank and file here. We're asking about flock cameras, something that we use down in Milwaukee on a regular basis. And actually our partners here in Sauk County, the Sheriff's Department, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, the Dells, they have abundance of flock cameras. I think we're the only city that does not have them. There is a misperception about them. I think they're under the impression that we're videotaping at all times. Flock cameras basically are sensitive to license plate. They're license plate readers, essentially. And they do capture, so when a vehicle goes by, they basically take a snapshot of the license plate, which captures the vehicle. It's similar to just passing through the tolls in Chicago. It's basically the same type of system. But it also picks up on reflective stickers and things like identifiers on that vehicle. So what we find with flock is it's very good if you have them strategically placed at key entry points of the city. And being a smaller city like this, you know, we'd be looking at 33 coming in from the east, exiting in the west, maybe 12. We're looking at a total of maybe 6 cameras, which also gives us the option to join with our fellow agencies. We get to look at their cameras as well. And what flock camera does is, number one, it brings a sense that it helps with traffic control to some degree. People see the cameras, they tend to obey the laws much better. If we do have a hit and run, it gives us the option of solving that hit and run. We can go back and look at that. I think what people think, though, is this taking pictures of me, persons. It does not do that. There's also checks and balances in place. If we don't look at these cameras as a live feed, it'd be only after the fact. So like if somebody was involved in their vehicle was stolen in a certain area, we would enter that information into the flock system, and then anytime that vehicle would pass another flock camera, it would pick up that vehicle and say that vehicle's now in Reedsburg or that vehicle's now entering Baraboo. And I think where it comes in play is recently we had a suicidal subject come into the city that was armed, that wanted to commit suicide. We were able, fortunately, to have enough saturation to locate that, and it ultimately ended up being a peaceful resolution. But that's where a flock camera would come in. If we have an Amber Alert out there for a missing child, or we have a suicidal subject, or if there's a vehicle that's flagged for homicide or flagged for a violent crime, we would get that notification as that vehicle enters the city. So I think there is a lot of misperception around it. It is I think people view it as Big Brother, but this is probably the least of the Big Brother when you look at your cell phone in general is tracking everywhere you go. There's video cameras almost everywhere. These are not going to be in private businesses or anything like this. This is going to be on open thoroughfares. So I see more value than harm. And I can give you an example of that. I was vindicated through Flock. A couple years back, I was my vehicle was stolen out of my garage. And I lived outside of the city of Milwaukee at that time. I lived in the suburbs of Milwaukee County. And the agency there did not have Flock, but Milwaukee had Flock. And I actually got a call from one of my shift commanders at the time, or a different shift commander, asking if I wanted the car back. And within about an hour and a half to 2 hours, they called me and said, yeah, we got your... I said, I want my car back. And they said, yeah, we got your car back. Now, it wasn't in the same condition that it left in, but... I did get that vehicle back, and ultimately that vehicle, I continued to drive that vehicle. So I think that is an important thing. Auto theft, these critical incidents. The one thing we will be doing is really these cameras will be placed on the outskirts of the city. And so when you have these major events, like the circus parade, you have the 4th of July fireworks, you have the Sauk County Fair, things like that. When you have people that are coming into the city that are, you know, maybe looking to not do the best thing for the city, this is going to give us a solving advantage. And I think just the mere presence of them, because there is a misperception, is you're going to see a reduction in just disturbances overall. You're going to see a reduction in vehicle situations. And we're actually plan on measuring that. So right now we're looking at a pilot program for 1 year. We're taking a baseline on crime that's in the city right now, what we're experiencing for numbers. And then we want to see where those numbers are a year from now, if Flock has a effect on it. We did end up raising $20,500, which would be supporting 6 cameras for 1 year. One of those cameras would be mobile, and we would use that to maybe place during major events in case somebody does do something that could, you know, tries to do something with a vehicle or tries to do something, commit a crime. And we're not immune to crime. We just recently had an ATM machine here that was taken or money was taken from. And so, you know, that's an ongoing investigation. So I won't talk much about that, but Flock could have played a central role in that. So.
And there's one, you know, I think about this, and again, this is Dave Grant with Chief Caroloni from the Bear Police Department. If you have questions for him, you can text us 608-355-9970 or call him. I also think about where this would have been useful was there was an armed robbery earlier this year where you have a vehicle description, and then you can have that then kick through Flock as well, and you know the direction of travel that vehicle took, because those happen so quickly. And again, Baraboo's not immune to these types of crimes. I mean, it happens everywhere. And if we're going to say, oh, we're immune to this, no, we are not. These things happen everywhere. And this is a goal, is to reduce those opportunities and to help solve those crimes when they occur quicker.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and I've reached out to my other chiefs here in Sauk County. We have a monthly or a bi-monthly meeting where we get together and we talk about issues, and all the other agencies, they're adding Flock cameras. I'm looking to have a small network of cameras here on a pilot program. And this is something that my officers asked for when I got here. So this was kind of in the works. I said that I would make an effort to do this. I think it's important to them. Number one, it reduces investigative time. So that saves money for the city. It prevents crime, which saves money for the city. It also frees up officers if I have a reduction in calls for service because I'm not dealing with something that would have occurred because the cameras weren't there, then those officers are able to spend more time in the downtown area, more time engaging the community and dealing with other issues. So I think financially it will benefit us, crime reduction. It will help us with our budget. Nowadays, with the shortage of people wanting to get into law enforcement, I have to supplement technology to give me an advantage of keeping the city safe. And this is one way of doing it. If I only have a couple officers working because we don't have the abundance that you would have in maybe a bigger city or a small, or more medium-sized city, then I have to use technology to offset those those disadvantages. And so I really think people, if they understand the technology, like I said, I mean, we go through the tolls in Chicago and our license plates are captured all the time, and nobody, you know, a lot, nobody really, other than the fact that you're going to get a ticket if you didn't pay the toll. But this is very similar. It's not a live feed. Occasionally, you know, you'll get enough of a picture that you capture somebody through the windshield, but that is very rare, and sometimes it's just a blurry image. But it does help with solvability. Those stickers, those unique identifiers, that it will pick up. So you got hit and runs that it could be used for. I think in general it would just cause better driving in the city, knowing that you see those cameras as you're coming in at 33 and exiting on 33 and somewhere around 12. So this is not going to be parked outside of somebody's home or anything like that. The mobile camera will be used for major events or to measure crime changes and see what kind of effect it has. Now, if this does not work in the city, we don't go forward.
Right. But it gives you a chance to try it and see if it does work through this pilot program. And the other thing to talk about with that, too, is property crimes are expensive, too, when things happen. Like you talk about this recent ATM issue. That's an expensive event. And so if we can solve those or prevent those, they basically pay for themselves.
Not only, you know, you have the ATM being stolen or money being taken from the ATM, but then you have the damage that was done to the structure.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a loss for that business. And, you know, we want to make sure that we prevent that from happening. I think a lot of times if those cameras, like if we were to use those during peak hours or when we think the city is most vulnerable, those crimes may never occur.
Right. Like
we're going to move on to an easier target. So I think people have to be open to understanding it. I think there's real misconception around it. I mean, you have 23andMe out there now with DNA. I used to run some DNA pilot programs back in the day, and 23andMe that has changed the DNA side of things. Now, anybody that's participated in that, any family member that's put their DNA in the system, is now opened themselves up to being identified if they were ever to commit a crime or another family member was ever to commit a crime. So this technology is here. We just have to embrace it and use it in the right way. One thing I will say is that we will write a standard operating procedure. We abide by WLEAG, which is law enforcement standards through the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin is one of the best states when it comes to law enforcement standards and regulating police officers. So you can't use this system unless you have a legitimate case. So you can't just go on it and look at it. You have to have a case number pulled regarding an incident, and then you can search the cameras.
And it's also logged who's doing it as well.
Yes.
And so you do have that accountability. So you guys are an accredited agency through WLEAG. And so that is all part of that process. And if people have questions, they can definitely reach out to you. You'll be having coffee with a cop today at our friends at Powerline Coffee at 9 o'clock. You're having our crime and safety meeting at the Baraboo Fire and EMS District tomorrow night, 6:39 p.m., 135 Ash Street at the Fire Department and EMS building. So people can stop and talk to you and ask questions about this as well.
Oh, for sure. Like I said, I just want people to understand they got to be a little open-minded to it and understand the technology. I think there's a lot of misconception around it. And this technology has been around a long time. I mean, even some of the East Coast cities have it. I've seen examples of it where they tracked a homicide vehicle all the way from where it committed the crime back to its residence, and were able to solve that. So it's really just tracking vehicle information. So if you're not doing anything wrong in the city, this is not going to affect your lifestyle. It's not going to invade your privacy.
And exactly. It's a tool to follow up on crimes that have been committed and to prevent crimes from happening with having visible cameras out there. And that's what this is for.
Yeah, some people don't advertise that they have Flock. I think signage is good. If you see a camera when you come into the city, I think you just hesitate. If you're a bad person, you're going to hesitate to maybe do something that you would have normally been a little more willing to do, and now you're going to be a little more guarded about you don't want to be caught. And so I think it's a good thing, advertising where they are. You know where they are, you see them, and I don't have a problem with that. I think transparency is good, but I do think that people think that we are just doing a live feed, and that is not what this is. It is not a live feed.
It's not a live feed. It's a picture in time of when a vehicle passes by those cameras is correct. What this utility is used for.
It doesn't capture any person walking on the street is not being taken pictures of. It has to have that reflective material that it has special keys that make it take those pictures. Special
Logarithms.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah, see, I'm a little bit of a tech guy, too, in case people didn't realize that. And so I have a little bit of a different perspective on it as well. So also, you're going to be looking at getting bicycles because we're talking about patrolling the downtown Baraboo area. And it's a lot easier to patrol sometimes on bicycles at events when you have more people around versus having a motor vehicle or a foot patrol scenario. Unfortunately, as you and I were talking a little bit offline, the bicycles that you do have are old and need to be replaced. And so you're looking to replace those and use a little bit newer technology as part of this as well.
Yeah, I did recently. Well, so where I came from in Milwaukee, we use bicycles a lot in the city just to engage the community, higher visibility, approachable, knowing your police officers. I've been doing some of these community meetings now, and I'm going community meeting three now. We have them once a month. And a lot of the feedback I've been getting from the questionnaires that I put out at these meetings is that we like to see more bicycles. We've seen the bicycles. We're excited about that. And I kind of, when I started here, I promised that that would be an effort that I would make when I went for this process. And I hold true to what I say I'm going to do. And so bicycles has been one of my priorities. Unfortunately, my bicycles are over 10 years old. And they're sometimes the maintenance is more expensive than a brand new bicycle. So we are looking at getting pedal-assisted bicycles because we are in a hilly area. But I really want to have them focused in the downtown area during events, the county fair, other events, concert in the square, all those things. But at the same time, I'd like to get them out into some of the neighborhoods. But with them being older and not pedal-assisted, that it's a different generation. So I have to cater to some of those issues. And the assisted pedal bikes would be much more proficient for us. And we're in general, we're in need of a new bike. And to spend a little extra money to get the pedal assistance, I think would go a long way.
Well, and you definitely look at the terrain when it comes to Baraboo. It's a hilly area, and I don't care how good a shape you're in. When you've got to pedal up some of these hills and try to get through some of these areas, pedal assist does make it a lot easier. And again, I used to ride a bicycle way back in the day, and I just know what it was like riding on some of these hilly areas. And so that's where the pedal assist comes in. And if you're already replacing the bikes, that's kind of where you're looking at to do it all at once instead of going, oh, we should have did this down the road. You're trying to keep it a little bit more efficient and cost-wise, it sounds like, as well, then.
Yeah, I'd like to get 4 bicycles. And I'm primarily focused, too, will be during the weekends in the evening hours. But if I was able to get 4 of them, I think that's our goal. We did do some pricing on them. They're not an unachievable price. And I know that Trek is based out of Wisconsin here, Waterloo, Wisconsin. So maybe reaching out to them. But I think we're looking to try to do some type of fundraiser and raise the money that we need for them. And then maybe donate that other, would donate that other portion to some of the local charities, whether it be the food pantry or community heroes, put that money in a good spot. So as a smaller agency, you know, most of my budget is used up on salaries and overtime for these events that we have. So my budget for small equipment is very limited, and a lot of it does with our technology, our software that we use to maintain records management and all that stuff, all those little services that we have in place to be accredited, absorbs a lot of my small equipment budget. So it leaves a very, very small room for training and very, very small room for some of these add-on features like bicycles.
And if a business or entity is interested in making a donation or helping out towards this, they can get in contact with you to do that. Probably the easiest way is have them call the police department and ask for you, I'm assuming.
They could, or sometimes we work with the Chamber of Commerce to do something like that. So, yeah, they could reach out to me if they're interested in supporting that effort. Like I said, we're going to try to put something together maybe later on this year before the end of summer and see if we can't get that moving forward.
So again, that's to get pedal assisted bikes, 4 of those for the Baraboo Police Department. so they can do more patrol on bike patrol weekends, evenings, and at some of the events that happen. We look at just the Sauk County Fair being done and over with, and even the terrain at the fairgrounds, I can say, it's not the flattest terrain out there either. And that's a pretty large area when you think about it, too. Just the fairgrounds alone are one city block, and trying to get from one end to the other to respond to an incident, time is of the essence in that case as well.
Yeah, and you know, the cost difference between an actual pedal bike and a pedal assistant is not much of a difference. And I think if you're going to see the frequency, and I think they'll be used more. I think you got a lot. You can get around the city a little bit more efficiently. That's going to be beneficial for the citizens.
And so, again, we'll keep talking about this. You're being here once a month on the third Tuesday of the month. We're going to do this. We'll give an update probably on the flock cameras when we talk again in August.
Yeah, they're that. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, it's all good.
So initially, it'll go before public safety, and then eventually it will go before the Common Council. So, I mean... we did raise the $20,500. I think this program is beneficial as a pilot program. Like I said, if it doesn't work, it doesn't show productivity in all those areas that I discussed, then we scrap it. But I think we'd be foolish not to try something that could reduce crime, alleviate calls for service, help solve major incidents, and reduce investigative time. The DA's office is very supportive of it. They use it a lot in their cases. I mean, we have body cameras on right now. Anytime we go to a call, you're on a recording. So, I mean, it's transparency. And so these are in areas that are not going to be in your neighborhood. They're on the major thoroughfares, major corridors in and out of the city.
And again, it's not something a live stream or anything along those lines. And
correct.
That's the other thing is it's a per instant basis. Everything is logged. So again, we'll continue to talk about this. We'll have conversations about this. We want the community to know what's going on. And that's the reason that you and I are doing this monthly, is so the community has that awareness of what's happening in the area. Right, Chief?
Correct. The transparency. I mean, I want to do what's best for the community, and I want the community to understand why we're doing certain things. And hopefully get the support of the community to do those things and move the police department forward and keep the community safer, allow for more growth within the city when it comes to having these events and things like that. So.
And if people do want to meet you, they can come over to Powerline Coffee right here on 3rd Street. The chief will be there at 9 o'clock today for coffee with a cop. And then again, they have the public safety and crime meeting tomorrow night at the Baraboo Fire and EMS building, 135 4th, and that's right here in Baraboo, corner of 4th and Ash. That's at 6:30 p.m. Chief, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to talking to you next month.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We will celebrate calendar days right around 8:40.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts as they're trucking for a cause at the Badger State Trucking Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds in Baraboo on Friday and Saturday, August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like the Kentucky Headhunters, Tony Justice, Steve Mullender, and Long Haul Paul. Check out the incredible trucks, light shows, and the kids' activities, all to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Get your tickets today. Go to BadgerStateTruckingShow.org for details.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control: the weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game in Atlanta. The Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski is there, likely get to pitch in the 6th or 7th inning. That's according to National League manager Dave Roberts. Now, some teams have complained the Miz doesn't belong in the All-Star Game after just 5 career starts. What did his teammates say?
They were all thrilled about it, and they're happy for me. Yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Basketball. Doc Rivers says ignore the reports on ESPN. Rivers says he met with Giannis Antetokounmpo right after the season ended against the Pacers.
Giannis came in to me the day after the season. We're talking about next season already. You know, there's far more talk outside of Milwaukee than there is inside of Milwaukee. Giannis loves Milwaukee. We love Giannis, and it's been a great relationship.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear and muggy. Our low down to around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid-80s. If you're looking for a getaway or maybe a change of scenery, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's an awesome place to be and definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven a place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:41 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We thank Chief Carloni for joining us today from the Baraboo Police Department. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to him. You can also comment on our Facebook page as well. And again, we do this the third Tuesday of every month, so we can talk about what's happening in the Baraboo area and with the Baraboo Police Department. So just it's something we're going to try, and we are going to accept phone calls, and we're going to expand on this going forward. As a reminder, Coffee with a Cop today, 9 a.m. over at Powerline Coffee. Emily, it is July 15th, and let's talk about some calendar days. There's some good ones on here.
Yes, it is the smack in the middle of summer at this point. I kind of consider summer to be, you know, June 1st through August 30th or August 31st. So we're right in the middle, folks, and we are having a nice day. The weather's beautiful. I mean, it is like high summer, and it is showing it with the weather. So get out and do stuff. I'm going to have to say, if you have an opportunity to ride a horse today, it is Celebration of the Horse Day. And whether it's just being with that animal, learning about that animal, or giving it, giving yourself a chance to take a horseback ride, it is Celebration of the Horse Day. There is such an amazing history of horses in this area, in this country. And, of course, it is a lovely pastime for people to be able to go a horseback. You can go so many different places on horseback that you can't on foot or in a car. I know there's some nice opportunities in the Dells to do that kind of thing, and they're pretty old school, so they take you down like in the canyons and stuff, and you get to see a different place in the Dells that you would if you've only been to the water park. So I highly recommend that. Celebrate that today.
Most definitely. Plus, you get to be outside, and that's even better. This is my favorite one of the day. It's National Tapioca Pudding Day. One of my favorite kinds of pudding is tapioca pudding. Celebrate that today. And this one is a fun one. It is National Be a Dork Day, so you can be a dork all day long.
You know who's not being a dork is that gorgeous bulldog that's wearing a fire person's outfit, because you know I had a bulldog.
Yes.
And she was the love of my life, and she looks, this dog's a little more thick in every way than she is, but than she was. But it's really, really wearing that fire safety jacket, looking real good. And I just got a little birdie in my ear wondering about the picture of the guy in the National Be a Dork Day and who that guy is and who he might be kind of like. But anyways, we're just going to move on from that.
Look at Rob trying to stir the pot over there. Yeah. I don't, my glasses
I think you picked
that.
Up when I was laying down, and
yeah,
that's enough said.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Enough said. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, Rob. I'll get you back soon. Trust me, buddy. Oh, wait, I would never do that.
I'm sure.
No, it's
no, yes, you totally would.
Oh, yeah, I would. And so, yeah, National Pet Safety Day with a big old bulldog there. And it's also National Gummy Worm Day today. So get out those gummy worms. Mmm, those are always tasty as well. So, and they're colorful.
Oh, yeah, all the gummy fruits or foods or candies or whatever you want to call those. They started with the worms. I think those were the first ones, and now there's gummy everything. So I don't know if you call, I think Sour Patch Kids are like a side hustle for gummy. I don't know, but like I had some watermelon Sour Patch Kids last night at the movies, and they are really quite good, I have to say. I'm not a big candy person, but go have yourself some gummy worms today or some kind of candy. Just treat yourself. It's super fun. Today is also Developmental Disability. Words are hard. Developmental Disability Professionals Day. Definitely lean into this. We need to learn as much as we can about how to make the world accessible. Absolutely, 100%. It's a very important subject, and the more we know and the more we can figure out how to do the best, you know, that we can make the world accessible to everyone and every need that they have, the better lives will be had by all. So please do so. Learn as much as you can about that today. On a totally different note, today's Orange Chicken Day. So, you know, orange chicken's fantastic. So just go eat some. Like, orange chicken is so good. Like, I mean, it's a classic dish. It's delicious. It's a little sweet. It's a little savory. It's a little tart. It's got all the things going on. So definitely have some orange chicken today. There's all kinds of this. Today's just got all kinds of crazy stuff. I like this one, too. National Clean Beauty Day. I like that a lot. The woman's got a face mask on, you know, a skin mask, I should say, to, like, you know, cleanse skin. And then she's holding an avocado. And so I think there's a lot of skin cleansing things that are based in fruits and vegetables, like avocado and herbs and things like that. So always with the cucumbers on the eyes, there's always been some remedies like that that are natural, clean beauty opportunities. So definitely learn about that and enjoy that today. If you've got, I actually have a fun face mask made from aloe, I believe, and I got at our market there over the winter when we had the farmer's market inside. We had the Baraboo Inside Market, which is now the night market for the summertime, which is coming up this week. But anyways, I bought this special kind of mask that's a really like natural beauty mask like that to cleanse your skin, and I've been kind of keeping it on a shelf waiting for a special day to use it, so I think I might do that today. And yes, a reminder, Thursday we're having the night market inside the Weicker Great Day building right in the lobby and around the corner in the side banquet room. So don't forget to come down. It is during the concert, so it should be easy to access if you're downtown already, 5 to 9:30.
Yeah,
and go down and enjoy, but don't forget that it's all the way around the first floor, so there's all kinds of amazing vendors through the lobby and then around the back into the side banquet room, so go check that out.
Yeah, we have so many good things happening in the Bearberry. We have the Farmer's Market back tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. And then we also have the concerts on the square Thursday night that is held on the Courthouse lawn at 7 p.m. In case of inclement weather, that's moved inside. But Thursday night's looking like it should be pretty good. So hopefully that'll be outdoors. Again, Farmer's Market's back again on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It is so great having the Farmer's Market right out in front of our building. It excites me when I see that many people out there. And those folks are out there rain or shine, too. That's something to remember. So no matter what, they're always out there. And so stop by and go get your vegetables, your fruits, and your baked goods as well. And we do have 11 minutes left on our flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, 60% off a $20 certificate to Mead King. Emily, that certificate's just $8 for another 11 minutes.
That's crazy. I mean, that is just so, you can't get anything for $8 hardly anymore. So I would have to say definitely hit that up. I already got mine for the Mead King. What was that last week? I think we had a flash sale, and now I'm thinking of going back in there and doing it again because it's even cheaper today. It's crazy.
Yeah, and today it's a one-time offer, no code required. So,
today's also National. Sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to make a segue because it was an easy open door for me. National Give Something Away Day. So go ahead and get your Mead King gift certificate and give it away to somebody. Even though in the picture here, they're showing like a box that you take maybe to the thrift store or to a Goodwill. That doesn't mean you can't just give away an awesome gift certificate to a local business that you just bought on sale.
Right.
I think that's a great plan.
And we're practically giving that certificate away today as well. So, you know, I segued into that with you. We went down that rabbit hole. So that is...
We do that.
And one thing I do want to mention real quick is we will have Alice in Dairyland in here tomorrow morning, 7:30. So that is happening. So Alice in Dairyland, and she's going to bring by homemade ice cream. So looking forward to that. So she'll be on.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Literally.
I love that.
Yes. And she.
I wish I was going to be there tomorrow. I missed out. She could have come last week when I was there. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, we planned this anyway. I'm just joking. I'm totally kidding. She just came on board last week. That's why she wasn't here last week. And so she was going through all the process. And that's why we didn't see her at Stock Life Fair, but she's going to stop in tomorrow.
Oh.
And so she's a 78th. Alice in Dairyland. So we're looking forward to that. So about 7:30 tomorrow, I think that's when we'll be talking with her. So lots of things going on. I do want to take a moment and say again, thank you to Chief Carlone for stopping in as well. We talked about a lot of important things this morning, and that's something that we really enjoy doing on the morning show is getting the word out with things that are happening and things that are going on within the community. So we thank him for taking the time to stop in. We know he's a busy guy. I mean, he gets done here, and he's heading across the street to Powerline Coffee. So he's running today.
I know.
So
he's such a good guy. We saw him at the fair briefly. He's just all smiles. And, you know, the fairest of the fair, those young ladies were so lovely and they were so wonderful in their interviews. They're just so confident and they're so proud. And I just felt that they are just such good representations of young women today and what you can do and how you can carry yourself and just how, just no fear, go forward. And, you know, they're just so proud of their position, and I was just super proud of them. They were just lovely to have around. So, and then they came and presented the ribbon to you. It was so great.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, they were so good to work with. I mean, such a great experience out at Sauk County Fair. And thank you to Brooke Beardsley and the Sauk County Fair Board as well. It was just such a great experience this year. And yeah, it's not often you get Dave speechless. That happened that day. So, yeah. So we look forward to that. Emily, you'll be back with us 7:10 tomorrow. We'll be halfway through the work week with Wednesday Shenanigans.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Everybody, have a really wonderful Tuesday. Enjoy summer out there. Give something away. Treat yourself to some orange chicken or tapioca pudding. And as always, lead with your best foot forward and choose kindness. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Charanga Agosa from 7 to 9 p.m. Charanga Agosa, a charanga ensemble based in Madison, was formed in 2009. They play charanga, a dance-oriented musical genre that originated in Cuba at the turn of the 20th century and peaked in the 1950s. Sponsorship info at Baraboo ConcertsOnTheSquare.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the gem city? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Mets FM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't. Down.
I won't back down.
Hey,
pushing me around, but I stand my ground and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down.
Till the sun fell down, you kept it going.